and welcome back to the You Up podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Fried. It is so good to be back here with you, Jordana. How are you? How's the snow?
The snow is snowy. It stopped snowing, thank God. But it definitely like came down, I would say.
Yeah, it's been is that your winter weather report?
Yeah, that's Jordana with the weather. It was definitely snowing.
Yeah, there we go. And yeah. Now sports. I have to say, it was a little cool down here. I had to wear a long sleeve shirt today, so I
wow,
totally understood
you get it.
What you were going through. I get it. You know,
do you think you're coming back? Can you come back to New York after like this kind of winter?
I don't know. I can't talk about living here. I every time I talk about it, I sound douchier than ever. Like I don't know how people can be from Florida. It just in general, like, I don't know. Like I've been on this earth 35 years and I'm like, how did I live amongst people from Florida? Like while we were because we're such Northeastern people. Like I'm such a Northeastern guy where I'm
right.
Like, well, it's snowing here. That means it's snowing on the whole globe. And I don't think about like people have been living in Florida, like seeing like, well, that must suck. And then like going to the beach. Like have they been doing that?
Well, it's kind of like it's nice to have like the first snow.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
And then it's over. But
yeah,
like
snow is great until it gets shitty. Yeah.
Yeah. Seasons are, I do like seasons. The idea of seasons, like it's, you know what I mean? It's like nothing is good unless you have a little bit bad. Like I don't mind a snowstorm or two for the year.
Sure.
It's more like when you get to that March period where it's like, it's still fucking snowing. I'm over this. I'm very cold and like there's nothing to do.
Yeah, but you start treating weather like it's mom. You're like, enough already with the snow. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, by the way, I had to read, I sent you this from the UUP email. Someone wrote in a very funny anecdote about a red flag or deal breaker.
Please read it.
Yeah, I sent it was hysterical.
It is very funny. And I listen, we love when you guys write in with this type of stuff. Like we want to hear your crazy stories relating to the podcast and send them in UUP@betches.com so that we can read them at the beginning of some episodes. We'll get to, you know, if they're funny and great. And I mean, this email put a smile on my face. And listen, also keep sending all your dating related emails, UUP@betches.com, UUP@betches.com. Also, go tell a friend. Rate, review, subscribe. These are ways to pay for the podcast that we put out every week. Keep spreading the word and supporting the sponsors. If the sponsors support you, if they're doing a product that can help you out, that's how it works. We're all shaking each other's hands. So let's read this, Jordana. This was some feedback.
Hey, Jordana and Jared, coming to you with an interesting red flag or deal breaker. My boyfriend of 1 year and I go for lockdown walks and have been listening to your podcast quite religiously. We are both big fans, by the way. We were a couple episodes behind and decided to do an extra long walk last night and catch up. Well, this morning we woke up and started getting hot and heavy and did the deed. But as he started to come, he yelled, "Well, Jordana, we did it again. We solved dating." And I kind of just laughed it off. Red flag or deal breaker?
Ah! Well, we did it again.
Oh my God. I'm trying. That's like, I love that we've made our way into your bedrooms.
Yeah. I think I said this to you though. I think we have a t-shirt opportunity.
Yeah. If you guys would wear this t-shirt, you let us know and we will 100% make it.
We've
so well, Jordana, we solved dating would be a good t-shirt. Let us know what you guys think. I love it. Would it be a deal breaker for me? I think it was funny if it happened once.
Well, is it funny? Would it work for you if Mike did it? So if Mike specifically did it after you guys have sex, he's like, "Well, we did it again, Jordana." So it's your name.
Yeah.
We've solved dating.
I think again, one time. I think funny.
I would have to switch
every
it up.
Time,
I would have to go, well,
you're someone's
Jess.
Foot.
Yeah, you're someone's foot. Well, Jess, we've solved the coming, my dick. We've done it again. Like,
there
I don't know how I would say it. Yeah.
You'd have to do some variations. But today's episode.
We move on.
We are moving on. Today's episode, we're talking about Valentine's Day because it is coming up.
And you can hear the excitement in Jordana's voice mirroring all of your excitement. Valentine's Day is this Sunday. Jordana, what? Let's start with ourselves. What do you have anything planned? What are you going to do? You're engaged. I would think if I'm Mike, the ring is enough. That's a full year. Like if I'm giving you a diamond ring, I'd be like, that I'm covered for this year for everything, right?
Yeah, I think that he's covered for spend wise. Really, I mean, we'll probably go to dinner, and then like I've been laying
spend-wise.
Yeah, like monetarily he's covered, but gesture-wise, yeah. I'm still expecting more. I've been laying the groundwork to get my card. I've been saying I'm so excited for the card that you're going to get me, the Valentine's Day card. And I'll mention it like once a week just so he remembers that that's something that I'm fully expecting still, despite getting the ring.
Sure. But
that's pretty much it for me. And then for him, I got him, one of our podcast sponsors is Uncommon Goods, and I got him a couple whiskey glasses from there that are pretty cool. They like have cool ice features. So I've, you know, supporting our sponsors is not just for you guys, it's for me as well.
I also love that website. I actually went and looked at it when I saw they were sponsoring, and this is like not an additional plug. Like they have some cool stuff on there that's interesting. So it's a good place to go. Yeah.
It's good like Valentine's Day stuff that's like cute and thoughtful, but not like absurdly expensive.
Totally. Yeah. I'm like a dinner Valentine's Day guy. Like I think a lot of the problem people have with Valentine's Day dinner with a spouse or a wife or a significant other of any kind is like, oh, they jack up the prices. And it's always like prefix.
Yeah.
And the food isn't as good. It's like a New Year's type of deal. And again, this year with COVID, I'm sure there's going to be some sort of delivery option for a lot of these restaurants. And of course, we wanted to support the restaurants that are having a tough year. And, you know, maybe you're going to cook. But like I guess if you're going into like, oh, it's so expensive on Valentine's Day, like you don't really sound like a great Valentine's Day date anyways.
Right.
You know, so yeah. I always thought dinner was like, to me, like that is enough of a gift to give. Like I'm like, but like someone might look at me and be like, well, what the fuck? Like you didn't do a card. I guess flowers. Like
do you have
not
a reservation?
Yeah.
You will by the time this comes out.
Yeah, when this comes out, there'll be a reservation made. I'm gonna be in Tampa when this comes out.
A Valentine's Day show?
I'm doing a Valentine's Day show.
Oh
yeah.
Wow.
So I'm doing shows. I mean, I think that's a good Valentine's Day, and I tend to like stick to relationship jokes on a night like that. So I don't know if you want to get in a fight with your boyfriend or girlfriend about my jokes, you can come to the show. But I don't know. Like I think like planning to me in a relationship, planning is the key.
100%. There's nothing hotter than a plan. I think we've said this before. I said that to Mike. I mean, we're in a quarantine. We've been like this since March. And I've said to him very recently, I'm like, I get that there's not a ton of plans going on, but I need you to make a plan so that we're not, you know, in roommate territory. I need you to like, I usually do the planning and I like doing the planning, but I also need to feel like I'm being
planned
taken
for.
Out.
Yeah. That's understandable. And I think like everyone, like, again, like I've done a lot of cameos this year and I, for a lot of people recently, I've been saying like 2021 is going to be a better year for you because the bar is incredibly low. I think the bar is incredibly low for like all types of gestures right now.
Yeah.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com. And free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLD SoldeJaneiro.com, promo code UUP10. SoldeJaneiro.com, promo code UUP10.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Getting onto that subject of Valentine's Day in a pandemic, because that changes the nature of all of these holidays, birthdays, whatever. Do you want to read the email? And then I had a question to pose to you based on this email, because I actually wrote some things down. So,
all right.
So go for the email and then we'll get into it.
All right, here's the email. Hey, love the show. At what point in a relationship do you think you celebrated Valentine's Day? How do you deal with men forgetting about it? I feel like in past relationships, I've always subtly brought it up as a reminder, and the guy I was dating froze up a little. Now I'm seeing someone new in a pandemic. Crazy. We've been talking for 2 months and we've done some masked outdoor meetups.
Okay. Let me tackle the first part of her email.
Okay.
How do you deal with men forgetting about it? Do you believe that that is a possibility in 2021?
No. I mean, like, forget that the holiday. I think if they forget, it's because they want to forget, or they have no, they're not think. I mean, we live in a society, this is marketed to you everywhere. I've seen, you know, just on your Instagram alone, I know you had a Valentine's Day show, which is already out at this point. Like, I mean,
it's already happened.
It's impossible to avoid. It's like saying, you know, he forgot about New Year's.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. Plus, not even just that it's marketed. It just like you said, you saw it on my Instagram. Instagram, like the memes, there is a meme like thing that goes like ebbs and flows of the meme calendar. You're going to start getting the Valentine's Day meme sent to you, or the, you know, if you're on the internet, which all of us are in some way or another, you can't avoid these things. There's kind of the calendar of jokes that kind of come up, right?
Yeah. No, definitely. I think that that's a bull. If someone says they forgot about it, that's bullshit.
It's bullshit.
That's an excuse.
So that's like the first thing. Forgetting about it means you've forgotten about the person you're with is my thing. Because like I've never, and listen, I'm speaking as just a regular Joe, Jim, Jared. You can't forget. It comes up every year. Like this is crazy. So it's that they forgot that you were someone that should be gestured to. So she writes, I'm seeing someone new in a pandemic. We've been talking for 2 months. We've done some mass outdoor meetups. Okay. What level of what do you think the line of demarcation for this emailer, mass outdoor meetups over 2 months, what should she expect on Valentine's Day?
I do think, I mean, you always say like beware of these kinds of things, but I think on the flip side of it, it's like this is a great opportunity for you to see how serious someone is about you and for you to judge their seriousness without necessarily having to like have that discussion. And I think it's okay for you to judge them by what they're doing on that day for you, because I do think 2 months masked meetups, if the guy is interested and wants and sees it going somewhere, he will do something to acknowledge or want to spend that day with you.
So now here's my second question. Is it more, do you think it's even, like, should you be as encouraged by an acknowledgement as you are upset by no acknowledgement?
I think it's a sign. I mean, like, Yeah.
I think you should be more aware for someone not acknowledging at all. If they don't acknowledge at all, you are in nothing.
So you're saying...
There's no chance for this relationship. It's over.
You mean nothing to him.
You mean nothing to him. Right. He's actually avoiding telling you that he means something to him.
Well, here's my other question about that. How close to Valentine's Day is it okay to wait, like, for him to, do you feel like it's okay for, like, if he, let's say the day before he's like, tomorrow is Valentine's Day, let's do something. Is that, like, just as good as 2 weeks out?
I think we've been talking for 2 months. We've done some mass outdoor meetups. I think he's got till the day before to, like, do something. And he has to say something on the day of to keep this relationship going. So it's like, he either has to say happy Valentine's Day to you, or it's not, or you should end it.
That's it? That's all he's got to say? Just a text, happy Valentine's Day?
Hey, happy Valentine's... 2 months? They've done some mass outdoor meetups? What is it? What should he do? Like,
Let's spend it together? No? You don't think...
So let's go through the different dating scenarios. Because I think we've done this in the past, but it has to be updated based on 2021.
They've never made out, I guess, if she's saying it's a masked meetup.
Yeah. But he has to acknowledge the day. Hey, happy Valentine's Day. Like, I don't know. I'm just saying, even like, to get back to what I was talking about before, where it's like, if he says nothing, you got to get the fuck out of there. He doesn't think there's nothing there. But if he says happy Valentine's Day, I don't think that means, he's really into it. I think you guys are just at base level.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
If he plans something, like, what's that?
No, I'm saying I see. Now I understand what you mean. Okay.
If he plans something, okay. He's into this. So it's like, let's say you match on a dating app and have spoken but no date. Should there be acknowledgement?
But no date. I don't think there would have to be.
Doesn't have to be.
No, it doesn't have to be.
Ignore you on that day.
You haven't
even
met.
You haven't even met yet.
If you haven't met,
you've texted.
You've texted but not met. I'm fine with just both of you ignoring it.
Okay, you've matched on a dating app and there's a date planned, but the date planned after Valentine's Day. Should they acknowledge it?
Nice if they do. Not totally necessary.
Had a first date. You've had a FaceTime date. That's it. Do they acknowledge it?
Yes.
You got to.
Yes. Acknowledge. Yes.
You've had many FaceTime dates, but you haven't hung out in person. They have definitely, to acknowledge it.
Definitely need to acknowledge it. And then extra points if they did something.
Or planned another FaceTime or sent you something. Okay. Hung out socially distanced, but no physical. So that's what I'm assuming this person's
done. This person is, yeah. Definitely need to acknowledge it. I think if they didn't ask to, like, I kind of do think I need a date. Because, like, if they don't give me a date at this point, we've already had dates and they're trying to not do a date, I just assume they're not that interested.
You're assuming, and again, this is what Valentine's does, and this is why I totally agree with you, Jordana. This is the opportunity in Valentine's Day to kind of do like a vibe check of you and this person. Valentine's Day is a structure to get over or to go around. So this is what we're talking about. We're saying this person is actively like putting his hand up next to his face so that you don't see him on this day. So it's like, do you want to date someone who is trying to avoid you on this day?
So you want to date someone who's like, here's a great opportunity to do something like a little cheesy.
And to be nice and to get to know you better and to impress you. It feels good to impress someone you like. Like that's okay. So hung out and you've made out. Does a date need to be planned or can you just get a call?
I'm judging you if there's no date.
Okay. Hung out. And you both went down on each other.
I better get flowers. Date.
You better get flowers. Flowers better happen. Okay.
Yes.
Hung out and have had sex, but without FaceTime dates. So this was like, you guys just don't give a shit about COVID or your grandmothers. And you guys are just like casually hanging. You got to have something.
You better find an underground hangout where we can both continue our reckless behavior on Valentine's Day.
You hang out and have sex, but with FaceTime dates. So this is like, you feel like you're on the road to a relationship. You got to have something, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, in that case, I'm saying in these past few cases, the happy Valentine's Day text is not going to cut it.
Okay.
The happy Valentine's Day text, if you've been out on a few dates, is kind of insulting. It's almost like, because it's kind of like, it's like a tease. It's like, I know that what day today is. Mm-hmm. I'm acknowledging it, but I'm also not doing anything for it.
And
it's almost worse.
You've shown capacity to make dates, yes. And you are avoiding the date day.
Yeah,
I
would be almost more insulted by a happy Valentine's Day text with no plans. Because I would, that whole day, I'd be annoyed that I didn't have Valentine's Day plans. So then when I got that text, I would already be like all fucking wound up. I can imagine. I'm imagining myself in this scenario.
So, okay. I love this. I like pitching you these scenarios. Yeah. Let's say you're casual with someone. You guys have agreed. We're not together, but we're hooking up. Do they, you know... What level of
I want it to be casual, or they want it to be casual?
You've agreed to it, so I whether want is not here. You're like, because there's someone out there that's been hooking up with someone, and that person has been like, "Yeah, we're casual." Should you get at least a text or a flower? Like, what would that do to you?
If I truly wanted it to be casual, then I wouldn't care. But I've actually never been in that situation where I've truly been into a completely casual thing with a vocalized acknowledgement that it's not going anywhere. If that was the case, it seems like a very far-fetched scenario. Then yeah,
so
it would be fine.
Let's say you're hooking up with someone and there's been no discussion of casual. You're just hooking up and you're in that phase or whatever it is. And they don't even say, and they do say happy Hey, just want to say happy Valentine's Day. It's been fun getting to know you.
I would be like annoyed. Like it would make me feel shitty about myself, I think.
Interesting. Yeah. I think like this is kind of a cool lesson, because I think this is like on the subject of like not knowing how you're making someone feel when you're in these types of relationships. Because I would assume if I was like hooking up with someone for a couple months, not really looking to get serious, I would send a text being like, "Hey, just wanted to say happy Valentine's Day." Like, and it wouldn't be to fuck with them. It'd be because I'm like, I don't know what else to say to them, but I'm trying to be nice.
It would feel like you were trying to, but also it would just be like a reminder that you like this person and they're not looking for the same thing as you. It would be like
they like you just enough.
They're polite enough that they seem like they're, it's like almost like he seems like he's trying to do the nice thing, but it's actually like much more painful.
It's so interesting because I think that there's a lot of people. Well,
it's like a mixed message. Like, what's the
sure,
point?
Sure. But when is it your responsibility to be like, "Hey, you said happy Valentine," like to let that person know, like, "I'm not going to hook up with you anymore unless we take a little bit more of a step here than we're taking."
I mean, you should definitely do that. Again, it can feel, especially I'm sure now, it can feel better than nothing to have that sort of thing that you know is a little unhealthy, but still kind of makes you feel good once in a while. So I think it's hard to end those things. But yeah, you should.
We talk about is difficult. So like, I'm not demeaning how like it's easier for us to talk about this flippantly without being in it. So I do think it's very interesting because it's like, what are you supposed to, you know, like, what do you do? You know, like, do you, and this day, this is why I've always said, beware of Valentine's Day, beware of birthdays, trips, Valentine's Day. Bar mitzvahs, global pandemics, beware any event day, right? Because you have to acknowledge it or you have to choose to not.
Yeah. I mean, I've told this story a million times, but like that half-hearted birthday text, same sort of thing. It's like from that guy, happy birthday, no exclamation point, landed me in therapy.
They should,
like,
I mean,
do you know what I mean? It's like, it was worse than getting nothing. Cause it's like, I wanted this to be so much more, mm-hmm. and you've done the thing where I can't even be like, and you didn't even wish me a happy birthday, but it was so like
nothing.
It's so not making me feel special that it's like almost a wake up call.
Yeah. Well, you know, Valentine's Day should be called wake up day, you know,
it like, should. Yeah.
Because if you're listening to this and you're dealing with someone and you're not sure what's going on, like there has to be a look in the mirror with everything. Like, just like you're saying with the birthday text, mm-hmm. like, you didn't go to him. You went to therapy. Like,
yeah,
that you went to go, you know, you're like, okay, I must have to fix something here too. Like, this guy's not being good, but I'm also participating in this.
Totally. I'm like sitting there. I remember like hysterically crying because I got like an unenthusiastic birthday text. And I'm like, this has got to be like an internal thing that I need to fix.
Listen, it is. Well, so happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Yeah. You have something wrong with you.
there you go. It's fixable.
Let's do some awkward sex. Ready?
Let's do it. I'm ready.
UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com. Hey, J&J. First off, would like to remain anonymous, just in case anyone I know listens to this. Yeah, I think we've done that forever.
I don't. Like, that's. Have we ever been like, and this one's by John Smith from Cincinnati, Ohio?
Yeah,
we've never
been
revealed
doing this a while.
Any names of anyone.
I listen every week on my way to work and laugh hysterically as my child in the backseat looks at me like I'm crazy. Don't worry, I have an AirPod in so he can't hear. Okay, well, I hope you can hear your kid. All right. Get ready. The mommy bloggers are coming. You should never wear an AirPod with a kid in the back. All right. This will be a whole nother episode on Betches Moms. Okay. So,
all right.
So this happened about 4 years ago on Valentine's Day. I was in college and had met this super cute guy at CrossFit. Man, nothing, Ooh. You know, CrossFit has such a reputation that you hear that and you're like, ugh, two douches meet in the wild.
Is CrossFit still like a thing? I feel like it had its moment.
It had its day. I would say it's still a thing. Like, I guess right now with gyms, like everyone's kind of found.
People used to make fun of it more on Instagram. I feel like there were more memes about
it.
Community.
Had a moment where, well, they did act out of school. Like they were loud, confident about, like, I know I've never done one CrossFit. And when I read here, like I met this guy across, you know, all right. So I met the super cute guy at CrossFit. I just imagine him being like, hey, what's up? As he's like turning over a tire and clapping chalk on his hands. He's like, right. Oh, you want to do some box jumps together? It's like, how do I know so much about this? You know, really, like he was older than me by like 6 years. It was the first time I had ever dated or been with someone that much older than me. So naturally, I felt super cool. We had probably been dating for a couple of weeks when the incident, quote unquote, occurred. I showed up at his apartment one weekend along with my monthly friend. The relationship was pretty physical one, but we hadn't had the, quote unquote, Aunt Flo roadblock yet. Or even talked about what we would do if that happened. I was just under the impression that we'd skip the physical things this weekend. But to my surprise, he was all about it. Yeah. Yeah. CrossFit guy ain't turning down
anything physical.
He's like, no, we're going to get into this. I mean, he even put a towel down on the sheets like any true gentleman would do. Oh, m'lady.
It is. I mean, it does seem, I do feel like that's like a sexual gentlemanly thing.
Absolutely.
They're not like, wait, gross. They're like, you know what I mean? They're like, how can I help, you know, preserve the
period sheets? Period sex. Listen, I'm game. Let's do it. You know, you can spit on everything. Go for it. I even put out the towel and I wave it out like someone puts out.
Like it's a red carpet.
Yeah, like whoosh, whoosh. You know, I do that flip thing. Okay. The lights were off. We were getting pretty into it and everything seemed to be going well. He must have forgotten that I was on my period because after he finished, the next thing I knew, he had taken off and flung the bloody condom against the wall. I was too in shock to say anything and just hoping that maybe there wouldn't be too much blood. When he turned the lights on, it looks it looks straight up like a murder scene. Blood everywhere. What made it worse and kind of funny was that the condom stuck to the wall like some sort of mural. Oh, I was mortified. I ran to the bathroom to clean myself up. When I went back into the room, he was already in bed and almost asleep. He said he would clean it up tomorrow. Okay, but I wound up doing it because otherwise I wouldn't be able to sleep knowing it was still hanging there. That's so bizarre. Tomorrow?
He was probably like, I'm not dealing with this shit right now. I'm already sleeping.
We stayed together for a year and a half after that, and I wound up ending things because he wouldn't commit. This is... Yeah, the guy who doesn't want to wash his walls, I would assume.
Yeah,
this
guy is something flinging. He is not looking... Not to lead a permanently settled down lifestyle.
Yeah, this is something I will never forget, and it definitely makes me more cautious during period sex. Hopefully you can find a good name for this one, My Bloody Valentine. So what do you think?
Well, I had a question about when she said he took out the condom. Was the condom supposed to be because of the period? I assume that, like, well, that would have just been a regular the condom so that the period blood doesn't get on his penis?
No, I thought they were just using condoms.
Right, that's what I thought, but she was like, he must have forgotten about the period, where I'm kind of like,
well,
what does that have to do with it?
I think it's him throwing it like that. I assume when she said that was, he must have forgotten that, like, there would be blood on the condom, like,
oh, okay.
Him throwing it against the wall.
Like, usually, but, like, I just throw my condoms against the wall, and they're, you know, it just leaves a condensation residue.
Yeah. I think flinging the condom against the wall generally is weird. Like, this email would make sense without the period blood.
Exactly. I mean, the period blood definitely makes it, like, a little more absurd, especially,
sure,
like, given the intensity of the thing. But, yeah, flinging the condoms is very... I've never heard of that.
It's what I assume every guy who does CrossFit does after using a condom. Like I imagine CrossFit... Yeah, he's like, I imagine him, like, twirling it across, like above his head, like it's like a weapon or something. Like, it's like one of those medieval balls and chain. Like, yeah. It's just a weird thing. It's also a super aggressive thing to do. Like, dude, you get done, you're like, ah, throw it against the wall.
Or is it like, I'm so against condoms that I'm like, get this thing off me.
Yeah.
Get it as far away.
He's shaking his body like, you know, he got, like, seaweed on him. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
Have you ever been with someone who, like, threw the condom like that?
No, I think that's, like, also, like, don't take it off. The whole point is for protection. Why are you taking it off?
Well, I would
be like, I'd be like, why'd you take off the condom?
Well, he took it off, I think, after he went.
Oh, after. Okay, it wasn't, like, mid-sex.
But at that point, like, do you just want to... Are you trying to get cum everywhere? Like,
yeah.
That's tough to get out. Like, never mind the period blood.
I understand why he didn't commit. He doesn't seem like he's, like, really taking the proper precautions to lead a responsible lifestyle.
When I was using a condom, I would do the least sexually attractive thing ever, and I would get up.
Tie it up?
No, I would, like, walk to the bathroom with it on my dick. And it just looked ridiculous. Like, it just looked like the saddest, you know, like the saddest winter hat, you know, like,
aw,
just
so adorable.
Everyone wants their dick awed at, or the thought of it.
I like it. Okay. Yeah. I would say red flag. I don't think I'd be like, I'm leaving. Cause he's
sure. If a woman got off my dick and then took it off and threw it against the wall, like, I could imagine, like, Xena warrior princess yanking off my dick, like, ah! I'd be like, okay, this is kind of hot. Yeah.
I mean, if it was my wall, I'd be a little more annoyed.
Mm.
I'd be like, this is messy.
Dude, what the fuck? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't need blood on the walls. If it's his, I'm like, okay, it's your shit, whatever. I don't know if I would date him, but it wouldn't take anything away from the sexual experience.
Yeah, he doesn't sound like someone that's going to be fun for your kid in the back seat. That, like,
exactly.
Going to be a good, you know, like, stepdad.
Father figure. Yeah. To your son who's already traumatized by hearing our episodes.
Exactly.
I like that she had Bloody Valentine. I had Red Scare. What do you think?
Red Scare is great. I called it the Art Basil.
Nice.
Because it was the art exhibit. Red Rum.
Oh,
because I
like
say
room, The Shining.
Like The Shining, but I say Room Rum. So red rum made sense. The exhibit.
The exhibit.
Yeah, that's what I got.
CrossFit. I don't know. There's nothing. There's no CrossFit puns I can think of. The Red Cross. The Red CrossFit.
Oh, I love that. That's
there
good.
There we go.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code podcast15. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP.
Let's do another email. You ready?
All right. I'm ready. Hi, J&J. Love the podcast and everything you do for dating. I started seeing this guy who I'm very interested in. We seem to have similar values / outlooks on life, and I felt a connection with him that I haven't felt with someone in a long time. We both enjoy skiing, and after a couple, four awesome dates, he invited me to ski with him in Vail for the weekend. We live in San Francisco. I felt that things were moving pretty quickly. I have been single for 2 years and haven't gone on a vacation with a guy since my last relationship 5 years ago. Before he booked or purchased the flight ticket and the hotel, I called him and expressed that I thought things were moving very quickly and that I wanted to set expectations before we went on the trip. I told him I was very interested in him and that if I went on this trip and things went well, I would want to explore being exclusive and eventually getting into a relationship. I wouldn't usually have this conversation so early into dating, but spending 5 days on a trip with someone is a lot for me. And I wanted to set expectations before we left. He handled the conversation well and agreed with everything I said. 2 days after this conversation and 3 days before the trip, he called me and said that work has been crazy / he felt sick and didn't think the trip was a good idea and suggested going another weekend. I was blindsided because we had been talking about how excited we were for the trip. I decided that I should text him, attached convo number one, and allow him to tell me if there might have been another reason for bailing last minute. So let's read the text and then I'll finish the email.
Okay. I'll be him. You be her.
Yes. Okay. So I say, looking into the ticket thing right now, kind of bummed about this weekend. Just want to make sure I didn't say or do something to make you get cold feet.
No, definitely not. I really want to show you around Vail and was looking forward to it too. Picking another weekend where we can get there early afternoon on Friday and really experience the village will be so worth it. Let's get it rescheduled for a weekend in March and take a Friday off if you're down. Things are hectic with work and waking up this morning not feeling well feels a bit overwhelming in advance of the trip, and it feels better pushing it out, getting more organized. I really appreciate you understanding and being flexible. I look forward to getting out there. Also, just saw that restaurants are going to likely open back up in San Francisco. So huge. Changes the subject quickly.
Yeah.
What do you,
by the way, okay. Here's some COVID
huge,
news.
That's pretty huge. Yeah.
So she says,
COVID news.
After that text, I checked in to see if he was feeling better since he said he was sick / might have COVID. Since that combo, he has gone radio silent. We haven't talked in over a week. Before, we were texting / FaceTiming daily. I have been trying to wrap my head around why this happened. I'm wondering what your thoughts are on this. If he does come back from the dead, how do I address this unreliable behavior? So just to sum up this. for the audience, 4 dates. He says, let's go to Vail. He books all the stuff. She's like, oh, this is a lot. Let me tell him that, like, I'm okay to go on this trip, but I want things. I just want you to know that, like, I'm looking for this to get more serious kind of after. Is it kind of what she said?
Yeah.
She basically
lets him know that, like, this will have an effect on my emotional state.
Yeah. And then he says, that's cool. But then a few days later, he cancels the trip, and then she sends him that text, and they have that conversation.
This is one of my favorite emails that we've ever gotten on the show, I have to say.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's like such an interesting thing, and I like kind of applaud her, like the emailer, because what she did was so realistic, and she's being as good as she was leading into this trip. She's not. She's kind of not realizing she got what she wanted.
Right. The importance of it. Right. And sometimes getting what you want doesn't look like you thought it would. So in her mind, she's kind of like, getting what I want will be like, he realizes that I'm looking for something serious. We go on this trip and then we're like an item. And that's what I think she thinks getting what she wants is. But yeah, she got what she wanted in another sense. I agree with you there.
Yeah.
But she's not looking at it that way.
Well, but it's interesting that she, like, you know, relationships, and especially in the beginning, the communication happens between the lines. And when she messaged him being like, hey, this trip, like, I'm down, but I just want to let you know, like, I wish I was more like this woman in the beginning. Like, I wish I was as upfront with the people I've dated in my life to be like, hey, like, if I have invited them on a trip, I was like, hey, this trip, like, and it's hard to do this, and not, people don't do this, but like, hey, going on this trip doesn't mean any more or less. It's just, you're someone I have fun with. You know, like,
well,
like,
she's saying the opposite. I see what you're saying.
She's saying the opposite, you know?
Right. Yeah. Like, no, I think both things would be hard. Both ways to do that would be hard, but it would save everyone a lot of time and mental energy, I think. Because I understand why, because I read this at first and I was like, debating in my head, should she have said anything or not? And I was like, does saying this kind of take the, like, fun spontaneity out of, like, seeing where this goes? They've been on 4 dates, so, like, should she have just gone with the flow? So that was my initial thought, but then hearing, you know, your take on it, I do think the way that she went about it did get her what she wanted faster and saved her a lot of time.
Yeah, she was this is owning your standard. This is her going, hey, if we go on a trip, I'm going to expect more from you. I know it. I'm not going to 5 days on Vail to play house when there's no chance at house afterwards. He took that information. He went, oh, okay, this trip means more to her than it's going to mean for me.
Right. And so I'm not going to do it.
So I'm not going to do it. And that might be hurtful, but also, it's him taking all the information that he's presented with and going, oh, I don't want to, like, lead someone on with a trip. And he's even saying in his text, he's like, he kind of, like, lies. And he's like, and I'm feeling a little sick now, to buy himself more time to make a decision. He's like,
does he kind of lie, or does he, like, really lie?
He lies. I mean,
he could have come back to that because she was being so real with him. I think that would have been a great opportunity, if he wasn't interested, to say, hey, I thought about the conversation that we had. I appreciate you telling me, like, how much, you know, where you would see this going. I don't know if I'm totally, totally there. So I don't think we should do this trip, just because I agreed. It does seem to be like an indication of things heading in a more serious way. And I don't know if I'm there yet. Either.
Yeah, that's the more mature way to respond. You're right. And I think like Vail in this situation, like this is the most you up text or you up podcast email ever. Should we go to Vail or not during the pandemic? Oh, come on, Muffy. You know, like this is hilarious. Right. But Vail could be sex. Like,
yeah.
you know, if this was sex, you know, maybe the email wouldn't be written. Maybe the email wouldn't be written at all because they'd be like, oh, he disappeared after sex. And it's like, or he disappeared when I told him that sex mean a lot to me. And right. It's like, hey, sex means a lot to me. And then he goes, you know what? It doesn't mean that much to me. Like, I want to have sex with you, but it doesn't mean that, like, we have connected in a different way to me. That's why I'm going to back off. Like, right. To me, like, these conversations, like, are so healthy. And, like, I look back at, like, you know, my maturity level at 22 and wish I was this way too, you know?
Yeah, no, totally. I think this is something you have to learn how to do and learn about, like, you know, and I think a lot of people say that dating in their 30s actually, like, is in some ways better because there is a little bit more of this, like, cutting to the chase. There is a little bit less of this, like, both people just kind of afraid to say what they really think. Mm-hmm. So I do think that that's, like, a perk of the being older and dating is that you do have the confidence and the respect for yourself and the other person to not really want to waste any of your time. And like, yeah, it makes you less like fun and spontaneous than like a 22-year-old who's like, yeah, let's go on the trip. Like, see what happens.
But that's what being young and 22 is all about too.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
And it is spontaneous. Like if this whole thing is spontaneous with the knowledge of like, hey, we're going to like figure out if we're like a better match or not. You know, the problem could be, let's say he's like, great, you know, I hope this trip goes well. And then you go on the trip, you thought it goes well. And he's like, ah, I'm not really there. Like, how would you feel after that? Like,
I think, as long as he didn't pull the same shit that he's pulling here, where he's like, I'm busy or like, you know, like I can't, for some bullshit reason, I can't hang out with you. If he was like, you know, I went into the trip, like, actually, like, thinking this could be something more long-term. And the more, like, you know, we've spent this whole weekend together, I realized we might not be, like, the best match for each other. I would appreciate that, too. I don't think that would be an issue, like, if he went and then he was like, okay, as long as he wasn't, like, he went into it thinking that it could be something.
Yeah, I think, like, I just want to, like, also just reiterate how great I think this is. Like, Like, I think, like, a lot of dating stuff is, like, discussing what the currency of these things are. Like, and that's what she did. Like, she was like, a trip to Vail is worth this much to me. Emotionally, physically, all this. And then he was like, oh, we disagree on the price of this trip emotionally. And emotional, he backed away. Emotional price of this trip. It's going to be an expensive trip, I'm sure. And you know, now that he's disappearing and kind of ghosting, like, she should ask herself, would you rather this happen after the trip or with no trip at all?
Right. And clearly he's the kind of guy who's not going to be, like, super upfront about it either way. So I think it would have been a lot more annoying to just, like, not hear from him for a week the day after you get back from the trip. Like, you kind of, like, I think it's great that she knows herself. She knows what it would mean to her, what she would be expecting from it. So I do think it's like you don't realize this saves you a lot of time, but it does. It's like you think of it as like, oh, did I ruin it? But really, it's more like, no, you just didn't drag it out and like torture yourself for longer.
She says, if he comes back from the dead, how do I address this unreliable behavior? What would you like? Let's say he does come back and he's like, hey, how you been? Restaurants are open again.
Like, I've been
here
tested.
With your COVID update. Yeah.
Yeah. The CDC says, I think I would have to immediately address it. I would say like, hey, like, I've been okay, but like, I think it's a little weird that you didn't text me for a week after I mentioned the seriousness of the vacation we went on and then you canceled it and then seemed to really pull back. What was going on there? I would have, I totally get if you didn't feel the same way or if you thought it was moving too fast or that we were on different pages, but I would have appreciated it if you had just said that instead of just not answering me.
Yeah, I'm with you. You got to be upfront. Instead of you just disappearing off the face of the earth. I think also you deserve to start where you left off. That doesn't mean like, hey, come over is like on the table. It's like, no, right. You got to like, we're on date 4 still. and I'm still engaging with you because I like you. Like, I think it's okay. Like, I don't think that's a desperate thing to be like, I think you should always be open to an offer. It's like, yeah, my house isn't on sale, but I'm open to like any offer anyone wants to make, you know?
But you have to be, you have to still acknowledge what happened in the past. I think so many times people like hear from these people and they almost like, it's been enough time that they just forgot how that made them feel, or they catch them in a moment where they're feeling kind of lonely and they just go back into it, not even acknowledging like the weirdness of what happened before. And then you just perpetuate the same cycle.
Yeah, it's their resume. You have a permanent resume. Just like, you know, remember like permanent resume was like a thing in TV that you'd always hear about, like with like
high school.
I have
no idea what you mean. What is that?
Permanent
record?
Permanent record. Yeah. Like, okay. You're right. Permanent record. Remember that was like a big sitcom thing? It's like, it's going to go on your permanent record. And it's like,
colleges see it.
Yeah. Like, and it's like, for dating, I think we all have to keep a permanent record on people. You have to say, like, okay, it goes in your permanent record.
In your file, and,
yeah, that doesn't mean you won't get into Yale, but it just, you know, it's going to have to go against you when you apply.
Right. You better have some other really good SAT scores to even out, you know, to round out your application.
Absolutely. And I think people should think of dating that way. That I think it would help you. But I love this email because it's right on topic with so much of what we talk about. And it's like the extension of it. Like, this is like the next level shit where you're like, okay, I own my standard. Now I feel like shit. It's like, yeah, it would have felt shittier. Like, we're not telling you life is going to be perfect.
No, totally. And I think sometimes, I mean, that's, I think, the difference between the two kinds of people who take our advice, where one's like, I did it and it didn't work because I didn't get the guy. And then the other person's like, I did it and it did work because I didn't get the guy, but I realized 6 months sooner than if I didn't say anything.
Yeah, and I didn't buy him a new Canada Goose jacket and veil.
For the veil trip, yeah.
as a thank you gift. It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real, I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at bowlandbranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, bowlandbranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Let's play some games.
Okay. You scratch a scratch and win lottery ticket, red flag or deal breaker, and they don't share the winnings. Backstory. I had been dating a guy for about 9 months, and at that point was temporarily living with him and paying him rent. We had a tradition to scratch those instant win scratch tickets together and would take turns buying them. We mostly only won up to $10, which we used to buy more tickets or desserts. One day while at a pub for dinner, we scratched a couple tickets he had bought. One of the ones I scratched ended up being a $1,000 win. He paid for dinner that night, which he would have done anyway, and said I could have $100 off rent next month. I paid him $700 a month. He kept the rest for himself, justifying it with February was an expensive month, Valentine's Day and my birthday, and this happened at the end of February. I didn't think it was a big deal, but my friends thought it was super selfish of him. Curious to hear what you guys think. Cheers. Almost lottery rich.
Okay. I have this Okay, so this reminded me, when I read this red flag deal breaker, it reminded me of a story that I once read when I was, before I started doing comedy, I was sitting, and I just thought the story was the coolest story ever because this guy did the opposite of the story I'm going to read to you right now. You ready?
Okay, let's hear it.
10 coworkers from New Jersey say they will split 216 million Mega Millions jackpot thanks to the $5 they each kick into a pool. Melanie Jacob, Linda Harrington, and Bob Space, who bought the tickets, are three of the lucky winners. The 10, so there's 10 people, who work for Chubb Commercial Insurance in White House Station, New Jersey, held a news conference Wednesday to announce their win. Bob Space of Toms River, New Jersey, held up a lottery ticket that clearly showed the winning numbers from Tuesday's drawing. 26, 32, 35, 43, 52, and 10. I checked and I rechecked and then I sent it to my wife, said Space, who purchased 50 sets of lottery numbers for himself and his 9 coworkers on Monday. Space went to work as usual on Wednesday morning, playing at coy. I got an email, said Todd Ellis, the company's chief information officer. It said, we won the big one, and then he just put the numbers down. Joanne Roth got the same email. I thought we won $4 because last week we won 7. She said, I said, don't mess with me. Since Space played hardball with coworker Oscar Oviedo, who hadn't paid him yet for his share of the lottery ticket. This morning, I come into work early with him, said Oviedo, who soon received an instant message from Space. I got a surprise for you. Come over, the message said. Oviedo went to Space's cubicle. He's like, you got my money? Oviedo said he thought, wow, that was rude, but paid up. Space shook his hand and said, now you're a millionaire. They aren't official millionaires at this point because the winning ticket hasn't been presented to lottery officials yet, and goes on and on. I thought immediately of this story, okay?
Okay.
Because this woman is in a similar deal with her boyfriend. The deal right. is this. I always thought that was the coolest way to tell someone that they just won, you know, $30 million or whatever the amount
to
was.
To ask because, them to pay?
Well, because this guy bought the tickets. He didn't have money from everyone. They just had an implied contract, which was like, hey, we go in on the millions. They're the 10 people in the office. We do it every time. He could have, if he was a real piece of shit, he could have been like, Oviedo, you fucked up. You didn't put in your $5. I'm sticking to my, you know.
Right.
You know, so this guy was a piece of shit. Like, in this story, like, can you imagine you do this every single time in the office and then, like, one of the guys is like, ah, you didn't give me the $5. Sorry,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, when you've given it every other week.
Exactly. So this woman has done it every other time. They have an implied contract that they're going, like, and then, like, how cool is that? You give $5 and they're like, you want, I'm getting chills thinking about it. Like, how, and it's like, this boyfriend or whatever he is, he did the opposite, and it's the shittiest thing.
Well, he's like $100 for you off of your rent, and the rest for me.
Tell you, like, what if this guy gave us $5 and he goes, tell you what, I'll give you $10,000 for your trouble since you're usually in. Like, that's what he's doing.
Yeah, I think it's like, it's a little ridiculous, especially from someone you're dating. This yeah. from a stranger would be like a little bit of a dick move. From someone that you're dating that you do this every week with, who lives with you. I think it's like so rude. Yeah, I think it would be, it wouldn't be about the money, or you don't even split it. You just use it on shit that you do together.
Whatever it is, yeah. It should be for both of you. I mean, again, I think implied contract is an actual phrase. I'm not sure if that's like, but I used it a bunch.
You think she should sue him?
Well, I would dump him. Implied yeah. contract. An implied contract is a legally binding obligation that derives from actions, conduct, or circumstances of one or more parties in an agreement. It has the yeah. same legal force as an express contract, which is a contract that is voluntarily entered into. So this is, she had a contract with him that they basically split it every time. I would dump him, then sue him, and take him for everything he's worth.
All $1,000.
I just, yeah.
I would be like majorly turned off by that. I mean, oh, I insist that Mike share. What? I think I would.
Oh, over. Game over.
Over entirely? That, okay.
So over. I would leave that. Are you? That's the rest of your life. Them, anytime you guys have a big score, it's, well, we're in it together until it's big enough that we're not.
Until I win. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
fuck
that's
you.
Yeah. That's like the idea behind you're a joint entity, you know?
Yeah.
One tax return. That's where it's going.
Like, what's the rest of your life? This tells you everything. Like, that story gives me such good feelings that I thought of it right away and I was like, I have to react as bad to the person who wouldn't do that as good as I react to that lottery story.
Yeah. I mean, the idea that he wouldn't want to spend it together when they've like been doing this together is like in itself just like terrible.
Yeah, all of a sudden he's an accountant. Fuck you, dude.
February's been rough with Valentine's Day and all.
What the fuck is he talking about? That's crazy. Okay, let's do another. Yeah.
All right.
Red flag or deal breaker. They don't know who the president and vice president are. While on a date, I made a reference to Kamala Harris, and this 30-year-old man said, "Who?" I thought he was joking. Upon realizing he wasn't, I explained that she's the first female vice president. And then she puts in parentheses, and all of her other groundbreaking firsts. I was curious and then asked him, "Do you know who the president is?" He proceeded to think hard about it for a good minute, a couple of don't tell me's later. He said, "Not Trump." I was glad he at least knew who knew this. But when he shot out Bernie, I was truly shocked. "Don't worry, I told him who our president is."
That's tough.
That's tough.
I'm saying that's a tough look for him.
Oh, I thought you were like,
yeah. I mean, here's the thing, especially this year, it's like, yeah. Where are you living? It's like, you would have to be literally like coming out from like an indigenous tribe outside of the country for like, just have like they say under a rock, like further than under a rock. To
it,
not,
is
especially,
it COVID-16 or 19?
There's a virus?
I can't remember. Yeah. Like, come on. Yeah.
I think this year especially, it would be like completely absurd. I mean, it's pretty bad luck regardless to not know those two things. But I'm trying to think of like anything that would be...
I don't believe him. I don't believe him for a second.
That's so absurd.
I think this was a bad date, and this guy is either someone who voted for Trump and is taking the loss
trying
badly.
To fuck with you.
Yeah. I think he's trying to fuck with her because sometimes the answers are written in the email. This feels like someone who ended up on a date with someone who politically disagrees with them. And this was his way of like fucking with her. Like, I truly believe that. Like, just like you're saying, there's no way he doesn't know that Kamala Harris is the vice president and that Joe Biden's the president. Like, you're out of your fucking mind. Like, she writes in her emails, like, they obvious, like, to me, like, I can see this date. She writes, "I made reference to Kamala Harris and this 30-year-old man, 30, you don't know, 30-year-old man said, who? I thought he was joking. Upon realizing he wasn't, I explained she's the first female vice president, in parentheses, and all of her other groundbreaking firsts." Like, listen.
Right, he was probably like, okay, this is fun. I don't know who the president is either. Yeah. Right.
She explained her other groundbreaking firsts. Like, at that point, I'd be like, this, I see it. To me, that's someone who these two were kind of in a dick swinging contest of a certain kind, because
right.
The idea that you're going to explain her groundbreaking, like the way it's written, I'm like, all right, get your pen and paper out. Time to take notes. Like, I can see that she's a little exhausting. I'm sure he's a little exhausting. They just both, this seems like a bad match that he went to the nth degree with fucking with her, to me.
Yeah, I don't even think this one's possible. I agree.
It's not.
All right, let's
deal
do
breaker
one more
for me.
Yeah, all right. I would say the same. Together 1 year, recently became long distance. They don't call on your 30th birthday.
Oh, that's deal breaker.
They game just over. Send a text.
They don't call. Just
happy birthday. Hey. No exclamation point.
Jordana just got shivers down her spine, brought her back to a bad place. What do you think?
Yeah, deal. I don't get a call. It's my any birthday. Buck 30.
Also, yeah. You should get something in the mail. Like, you're recently long distance. Like,
you should get a visit. You should come see you. Yeah.
You're not coming? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, this is together 1 year recent. Like, the recently long distance, like, they should be doing a little bit more, like, trying to figure out a way to, like, yeah. And it's your 30th birthday? Like, this is kind of, some people consider that a milestone, you know? Like, that's like a benchmarker birthday. So, you know?
She calls him out. She says, you know, you didn't call, like, on my birthday. You just texted. It's all. And then he's like, oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I had a crazy, crazy day. But I'm calling you now.
Yeah.
I'm calling.
We're on the phone, aren't we? We did it. Yeah.
She's just like, not for me.
I would end it. That person doesn't care enough. Don't you think?
Yeah, I totally agree.
Listen, we solved dating once again, right, Jordana?
We did. Look at us. If you want to,
t-shirts,
we will allow. Please bring that phrase into your bedrooms. Do what you need to do with it. Maybe we'll let us know if you'd buy a t-shirt or any other t-shirts that you want from us or any other you up merch. We're down to make it. We want to let you guys wear your heart on your sleeves. You up
what
heart.
We're absolutely. What we're saying is we're fresh out of fucking ideas. And we've probably, if there's a saying that you repeat to your friends all the time from this podcast, we'd love to turn it into a t-shirt and make money from you. So that's what
there
we're
you go.
Saying.
That's what we're saying. We're being upfront with you.
That's right. So listen, we'll be back next episode.
That's it for us. Bye.
Betches.